Mr. Speaker, I wish to make a ministerial statement on the need for clarification on statements made by the Leader of the Opposition in Parliament. Mr. Speaker, I'm making this ministerial statement because there were some statements made in Parliament which appear to have been contradicted by statements made outside of this House. Hence, I think it is important that I make this statement so that I can highlight what these contradictions are and give the member concerned an opportunity to state his position clearly for the record, as this relates to an important issue. During the ministerial statement on race and religion by Minister Shanmugam on 14th October 2025, Mrs. Singh clarified by stating that, I quote, "I think the minister started by referring to meeting Deros, and I mentioned quite clearly during the elections that he gatecrashed the meeting that Mr. Faisal Manap was having with someone else. My understanding from Mr. Faisal Manap is that there was no arrangement to meet him specifically." Close quotes. So Mr. Singh's position was that Mr. Deros had gatecrashed Mr. Faisal's meeting. The Workers' Party Malay Muslim candidates attended this meeting. Mr. Singh also referred to an earlier statement he had made during the elections in the following terms. There was no indication that this individual, meaning Mr. Deros, would be joining in the meeting. Sir, Mr. Deros has released a YouTube video on 18th October 2025 in which he said he did not gatecrash the meeting, as some have irresponsibly claimed. He also said that this could be verified with Mr. Faisal Manap himself. Thus, Mr. Deros says that Mr. Singh's claim that Mr. Deros had gatecrashed was irresponsible. He does not refer to Mr. Singh by name, but refers to the point made that he had gatecrashed. Mr. Deros had been publicly asked whether he had really been invited, and if so, whether he had been invited by Mr. Faisal Manap or someone else. Mr. Deros has replied publicly that the names of the asatizas who would be present at the meeting had been sent to Mr. Faisal Manap before the meeting. Thus, Mr. Deros has suggested that Mr. Faisal, at least, would have known that Mr. Deros would be attending the meeting. On the face of things, it would appear that either, one, Mr. Faisal has told an untruth, which has been repeated by Mr. Singh during the GE and now in Parliament, or, two, Mr. Deros is lying. Sir, this is serious, and so may I seek some clarifications from Mr. Singh. First, can Mr. Singh reconfirm that his position is that Mr. Deros had gatecrashed the meeting? Second, can he confirm it is also Mr. Faisal's position that Mr. Deros had gatecrashed the meeting? Mr. Faisal would know his answers to Mr. Singh would be for this House. Third, has Mr. Singh confirmed with Mr. Faisal whether the names of the asatizas attending the meeting were sent in advance to Mr. Faisal? If the names of the asatizas attending the meeting were not sent in advance, was Mr. Faisal nevertheless aware that Mr. Deros would be attending the meeting? I will now move on to my next set of clarifications. During the proceedings on the ministerial statement on race and religion, Mr. Singh clarified that my own view on this is when a nobody claims that there is a set of demands that he has of a political party, one has to think of a number of factors. He added that, I quote, "So by dealing with it on 23rd or 24th April, points made by a certain Noor Deros, who really no one knows, I certainly did not know of him." Close quotes. Mr. Singh's statement that Mr. Deros was a nobody whom really no one knows gives the impression that Mr. Deros was not known to the Workers' Party, to Mr. Faisal, or any of the other Workers' Party candidates who attended the meeting. However, it has been publicly stated that Mr. Deros founded the Wear White Movement in 2014. Mr. Faisal said publicly then that he backed the movement. Members of the Wear White team gathered for the first Taraweeh, which are evening prayers during Ramadan, at Masjid Arauda on 28 June 2014. Members of the public were invited to join in the prayers. It is also a matter of public record that Mr. Faisal attended that event. Sir, in light of this, does it remain Mr. Singh's position that Mr. Deros was not known to Mr. Faisal or any of the other Workers' Party candidates before this meeting on 20th April 2025?
Mr. Pritam Singh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you to the Leader of the House. Just for a matter of record, before the ministerial statement was made, I communicated with Speaker to inform Speaker last night that I would seek to make a clarification on certain representations that I had made in the House, which were incorrect, and they had to be clarified for the record. So just to be clear, I am responding through Standing Order number 25. And Standing Order 25 requires me to send to the Speaker in advance what I am going to share with this House. And I will stick to that, notwithstanding Leader's questions. But apart from one point, I think all the questions that she has asked in her ministerial statement will be dealt with in the personal explanation.
I can confirm that. Yeah, Mr. Pritam Singh, please go on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make a clarification pertaining to my response to a clarification from MP Mr. Saktiandi Supar that arose from the Coordinating Minister for National Security's ministerial statement on the 11th of October last month. I had stated, referencing my remarks at the Workers' Party's 26th April 2025 doorstop interview with the press, that, I quote, there was no indication that this individual would be joining in the meeting. By this individual, I'm referring to a Singaporean citizen, Wan Noor Deros. On the 21st of October 2025, about a week after the ministerial statement, Mr. Faisal Manap shared with me a WhatsApp message that he received on his mobile device at the material time. The WhatsApp message showed that the ustaz who had invited Mr. Noor Deros to a meeting with Mr. Faisal had sent a WhatsApp message to Mr. Faisal on the 20th of April, about 1 hour before the meeting in question, indicating that Noor Deros would be present. I was not aware of this detail in April this year, nor was I aware of it last month during the exchange on the ministerial statement. In view of this, I asked Mr. Faisal to provide context for the meeting where Mr. Noor Deros was present in view of the ministerial statement and the parliamentary consensus that race and religion should not be used for political gain. I said in Parliament last month that the meeting in question was arranged by an ustaz who was known to Mr. Faisal. The meeting took place on the 20th of April this year. I said, quoting Mr. Deros' Facebook post of the 3rd of May, that he attended the meeting at the invitation of an ustaz who was delegated by Mr. Faisal. This is correct and consistent with the facts of the meeting. Neither Mr. Faisal nor the Malay WP candidates arranged to meet Mr. Noor Deros or specifically sought him out for his views. Mr. Faisal shared that after GE 2011, he had approached an ustaz who was involved in interfaith discourse to seek guidance on how he, being a minority Malay Muslim MP, could perform his role in a way that would best fit Singapore's multi-religious and multicultural society. He found the guidance helpful and meaningful, and hence prior to GE 2015, he arranged for a similar session with an ustaz for himself and the WP Malay candidates to seek guidance and advice. Mr. Faisal confirms that the motives behind the meeting prior to GE 2025, which was attended by Mr. Noor Deros, were the same. On the 12th of April 2025, before Parliament was dissolved and Nomination Day announced, the ustaz who invited Mr. Noor Deros reached out to Mr. Faisal, informing him that he was planning to engage with a group of his Asatiza friends to meet Mr. Faisal to exchange ideas and thoughts. In response, Mr. Faisal said that he planned to engage with the ustaz for a sharing session with other WP Malay candidates in the lead up to GE 2025. When the meeting took place on the 20th of April, I can reconfirm that no promises or undertakings were made by Mr. Faisal or the WP Malay Muslim candidates present in exchange for political support from Mr. Nur Diros during the elections. This has been reconfirmed to me by Mr. Faisal and the WP Malay Muslim candidates who were present at the meeting. During the parliamentary exchange last month, I also said that Mr. Nur Diros gatecrashed the meeting. In using the word gatecrashed, I may have created an impression that Mr. Nur Diros was not invited by anyone. This would be an incorrect impression, since I had confirmed later in the course of my response in this House to Member Saktiandi that Mr. Nur Diros' presence at the meeting was at the invitation of an ustaz delegated by Mr. Faisal. I would like to put this clarification on the record, Mr. Speaker. I believe that deals with the personal explanation that I'm obliged to share with Speaker as per the standing orders. There was an additional question from the leader that pertained to Mr. Nur Diros being a nobody. So I have confirmed in the statement that the WP Malay Muslim candidates confirmed that there were no promises or undertakings made. They also confirmed that they did not know who Nur Diros was. That's the position. Mr. Faisal, as the leader of the House, shares, must have been known to Mr. Diros because he was present at this Wear White event. So Faisal Manab would have known of who Mr. Nur Diros was. So I hope that clarifies the query that the leader put. And if I have not addressed any point, I would be grateful if leader could repeat the question.
Minister Indrani.
To Mr. Singh for his clarification. Let me just deal with the questions or his clarifications one by one. First, on the second point, the point that Mr. Diros was a nobody and really nobody knows of him. If I understand Mr. Singh's explanation correctly, you said Mr. Faisal Manab would have known Mr. Diros? I just want to make sure that I get that correct. In other words, is it correct to say that Mr. Faisal Manab knew who Mr. Diros was or knew Mr. Diros before that meeting in April? So he did, right. Which, in other words, the statement that Mr. Diros is somebody who nobody knows is not accurate. Would you like to clarify that?
Mr. Singh?
Pardon. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, Mr. Faisal may have known of him, but the other Malay Muslim candidates did not know of him. Personal basis, I did not know who Mr. Nur Diros was as well. So in that context, that's what I mean when I say Mr. Nur Diros is a nobody.
Minister Indrani.
I thank Mr. Singh for his clarification. So we're clear on one thing. I think Mr. Singh says he himself does not know Mr. Diros. That we are clear. I think Mr. Singh has also said that the other Malay Muslim candidates other than Mr. Faisal didn't know Mr. Diros. That one we are clear. The thing that Mr. Singh has just said is that Mr. Faisal Manab would have known of Mr. Diros. There is a distinction between saying Mr. Faisal Manab would have known of him. For example, I know of many other world leaders, but I don't know them personally. So there is a distinction between saying Mr. Faisal Manab would have known of Mr. Diros and Mr. Faisal Manab would have known Mr. Diros. So what I'm trying to understand here is whether Mr. Faisal Manab just would have known of, which means you hear of this person but you don't know them, or whether he knew him.
Mr. Singh.
Mr. Speaker, I want to be careful in not trying to import Mr. Faisal's knowledge and make a representation which may not be correct as to the degree of which he knew him. Did he know of him, or did he know of him as an individual? I think the leader shared a particular occasion where both of them were at a common platform. Now, to the extent of how much Mr. Faisal Manam knew of Mr. Deros, I'm not in a position to relay any information in that regard. But I would second, because I have seen pictures to that effect of both Mr. Faisal and Mr. Noor Deros being at that event that the leader mentioned. But I cannot stand here and suggest or even imply the extent of how well they knew each other.
Minister Indrani.
I thank Mr. Singh for his clarification. So now I move to the first point on this question of gate crashing. And I wasn't sure that I quite understood Mr. Singh's clarification here. I think in light of the clarification, because I think it's important to go back to the original statement, the original statement, which was stated, let me just check this. In Mr. Singh's clarification on 14th October, he said, "I mentioned quite clearly during the elections that he had gatecrashed the meeting that Mr. Faisal Manam was having with someone else." So gatecrash actually implies that you're not invited and that really you're not supposed to be there. But I think we have heard, firstly today, that in fact there was a WhatsApp message and that Ustaz had shared with Mr. Manap 1 hour before the meeting that Mr. Deros would be present. So would it be fair to say that it is wrong to say that Mr. Deros gatecrashed that meeting?
Mr. Singh?
Mr. Speaker, I believe this was clear in my personal explanation that by using the word gatecrashed, I would have created an impression that Mr. Noor Deros was not invited by anyone. So that would be wrong. It would not be right to leave that impression on the record, hence my decision to make a personal explanation on my own volition today. The position, of course, is not known to me that he was, based on what I had said in April, was based on the knowledge I had in April and the knowledge that I had in October. The revelation of this message that Mr. Noor Deros was attending the meeting, which was sent to Mr. Faisal 1 hour before the meeting, was only made known to me, I believe I mentioned it, on the 21st of October. So it's knowledge that I received after the fact. I have made certain statements in Parliament about it. I have this knowledge. So I come to Parliament and I correct the impression that I have left with Parliament.
Ms. Indrani?
I thank Mr. Singh for that clarification. So it's quite clear that Mr. Singh has clarified it now, because he says the knowledge that Mr. Deros was included in the group was given to him on 21st of October. What I want to know is, because Mr. Singh had said during the elections that he had gatecrashed the meeting, and Mr. Singh had said on 14th of October 2025 the same thing, because on the 14th of October, what Mr. Singh said was, "I mentioned quite clearly during the elections that he had gatecrashed the meeting." So I just want to know, during the elections in April and on 14th of October, on what basis does Mr. Singh say that Mr. Deros had gatecrashed the meeting?
Mr. Singh?
The basis is the fact that Mr. Deros was not invited by Mr. Faisal. So my impression, based on what had transpired at the elections and also in the course of the ministerial statement, was there was no Workers' Party member who specifically sought out Mr. Noor Deros. That's how I phrased, or that understanding led me to use the word gatecrash, but that, on reflection, that would not be a correct word to use, because it is quite clear that, and by Mr. Deros' own statements in public that he was invited by the ustas who Mr. Faisal was in contact with. That also has been stated in my personal explanation.
Mr. Indrani.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I won't belabor the point, but I just want to wrap it up by saying this. There is actually a difference between saying that Mr. Darius was not specifically sought out. Not specifically sought out, that is one thing. But gate crash really implies not even supposed to be there, not invited. And what the facts do show now is that he was invited by the ustas, and what is and that the ustas had informed Mr. Faisal. So I think in short, I think had this been known in April during the elections and made known to the voters, I think it might have put a different colour on the circumstances then. I just and also it's an odd word to use, gatecrash, if you haven't actually verified that. I am not sure that the statement that gatecrash means did not seek out actually makes sense. But I leave it there.
Mr. Singh?
Mr. Speaker, that's precisely why I'm making the personal explanation. I think to put on record that what the circumstances were with regard to the statements that I made on the 14th of October in Parliament, and to correct the impression that would have logically flowed from the use of that word. So I can understand where the leader is coming from, hence the clarification. I don't believe there are any other outstanding matters. Leader can correct me if that's the case.
Mr. Indrani.